This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizal. In a world of fiscal policy proposals, infrastructure spending always looms large, as Kimberly Adams touched on up at the top of the broadcast. And indeed, Secretary Clinton checked that box today.
We will put Americans to work building and modernizing our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our railways, our ports, our airports.
Once you get the airport terminals and the runways built, though, you got to get people on the planes. And if you remember at the start of this summer's travel season, long, long security lines were the watchword. The TSA did respond. Lines are shorter. But during the great long line debacle of 2016, some airports started looking into privatizing security, replacing TSA workers with contractors. To get a sense of what that might look like, Sam Harnett went to an airport that privatized its security years ago.
This is me in line at SFO in San Francisco. As you can hear, as usual, I'm having a great time reorganizing all my stuff for security. San Francisco is one of 21 airports with privatized security. And you would not believe how completely, totally, entirely the same it feels and looks like any other airport.
You're going to see a ticket checker at the entrance to a security checkpoint, making sure that you've got the right documents. You've got a
Doug Yackel is SFO's PIO, Public Information Officer.
You'll see the row of tubs for divesting items, for screening.
The little gray tubs. What would an airport be without them? Here's the deal with privatized security. TSA is still in charge. It picks and manages the contractor that then has to follow TSA protocols, like I still have to dump or divest everything into those little gray tubs. Privatizing is not about escaping TSA, but managing labor, says Brian Springer. He's director of Montana's Bozeman Yellowstone Airport. Like most airports with privatized security, it's tiny. A few delayed planes can throw everything out of whack. Springer believes contractors can deliver a more flexible workforce. And it's easier to fire people.
If employees are not performing, they can be dealt with appropriately better or more effectively on a contract side than a government side.
Labor unions say the real reason airports want to go with contractors is simple: to cut costs. James Mudrock heads the union representing TSA workers in Sacramento, California.
We believe that national security should be a federal government operation and not turned over to private for-profit companies.
When long lines hit this summer, the discussion wasn't about labor or national security. It was about wait times. Airports like SeaTac in Washington and Phoenix Sky Harbor in Arizona said they were investigating privatizing security. Well, it's been a few months, and no airport has done it. Ian Redhead is not surprised.
Some people don't know all of the ramifications of a private screening contractor.
Redhead is deputy director of the Kansas City International Airport, which does have privatized security. Redhead says it comes with some risks. Unlike the TSA, contractors can fall through. Redhead just had to replace his, which has been disruptive.
Yes, the newer contractor is still trying to get up to speed.
The TSA says it's found no difference in performance between federal workers and contractors. What would really help long lines is if Congress stopped siphoning off money from the TSA, says Christopher Bidwell. He's with the Airports Council International, an advocacy group for airports.
Because TSA is underfunded, basically, the void has been filled on a voluntary and temporary basis by airports and airlines as well.
You see, every passenger pays a roughly $11 round-trip security fee. Bidwell says since 2014, Congress has been redirecting a third of that money, which adds up to over $1 billion a year. And since 2013, TSA has had to lay off around 10% of its staff. Bidwell says there just aren't enough workers, public or private. Until that changes, he says, many long lines await. Oh, joy.
Please make sure you have all your personal belongings and watch your step.
In line to fly out of San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.